vapor, right? Get up on the...
Someone see me this type of methodology. Alright, so you hit him, roll 4D plus 6.
No wild there, right?
No wild there.
Sitting this turn, trying to talk him down.
Alright, so what do you want to say?
Calm down, we're your friend.
Use the voice.
Can I roll medical science psychology?
Fast talk.
More like fast talk or charm.
So what is fast charm? Okay, I have that. Fluid charm?
Yeah, don't forget your -1 or -1 die, whichever it is.
You don't need to see -1 identification.
Let's see if you can top him down with an amazing roll.
7?
No.
It was a 6 to the 1.
That's especially after you guys shot him, too.
This one loves tomatoes.
Yeah. Do they hear what I'm saying?
They don't register anything.
They...
I mean, they can still hear. Yeah. They should be able to move up there.
But do they register like they understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
Who's that? Put them under.
Yeah, blood crazy.
So what is your security deck
on?
Security. So what are they doing?
It's just them.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's there for?
That's true.
Ship on board. Always bring more security.
Wow.
So the staff, they slash the security guard a couple times. He looks sideways.
The torn uniform with that blood dripping.
Yeah.
Oh, was there like a standing order from the security guard?
Well, self-defense should be there.
Shoot on stun.
He should have his weapon on heavy stun, and he should shoot things that are bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He should shoot.
Well, I know he's going to shoot.
He wouldn't have it above heavy stun.
Yeah, heavy stun.
All right.
This way.
That's
all right.
What
they
say?
The bad stress stuff is the terror.
So he tries to shoot one.
Don't underestimate the influence of Shirley Temple.
Yep.
He was like an ambassador, for God's sake.
So you miss him. So next round.
Initiative?
Five, six.
So, what did you
get?
6. Oh, just finish it again?
Yeah. 5 and 7.
No,
13. Oh, you actually beat the other guy.
Shoot.
So 13 goes first.
The guy that looks like it's going to
lead. You don't know which one's going to lead first.
I don't know. I should be kind of left.
Okay. So we'll see if you hit. You like a 7. Well, actually, let's see.
I get a 6.
You need a 7. Oh, actually, yeah, you need a 7. Okay, I guess 7. Okay,
you go
down.
You go
the
guy goes.
Ah, got the wrong guy.
Okay.
We'll set the security
guy.
No,
not the security guy.
You can't get him.
Security can dodge.
Yeah,
you know.
So, 6.
Move.
Shoot him.
Hey,
nice.
Slow.
Huh? Uh-huh. And you hear that last turn. Yeah.
Alright, so you go down.
air brakes, you'd only notice on the first turn. As you get one shot, you should get speed points, unless you ran a minus two.
Uh-huh.
If someone's faster than you, they only get one extra shot.
Put on
the
air brakes.
Huh?
Okay.
No idea what you're talking
about.
Either way,
they're down. He's not
on the
bike, he didn't talk.
Okay.
Let me sleep. Okay, so you stun both. They're both on the ground.
He's going to fall on
the bike. Let's
leave. Yeah, check them out.
I begin to check them out. General medicine?
Yeah.
He's got a medical tricorder.
Use a tricorder.
Just tricorder, not the general medicine scan.
You can use the general medicine.
Okay, this is the closed door. Two.
Yeah,
ten.
Do you
want
to
think? Ten. But
so it's like it's a picture looks like a carrying collar except with claws.
Oh yeah.
Still die.
Okay, they both have some. Brain trauma. Another than their jersey, it's going to be ripped off.
Brain trauma that could be caused by, like, you know, noisy bugs.
Yeah.
Should I roll my neurosurgery skill to get something a little more?
Yeah, sure you can roll.
You can find out which lobe is damaged. Move! 11 plus 4 is actually 2 more dice for logic, so it's 12 plus 4, 16.
Plus 4?
Yeah, I have plus 4 in neurosurgery.
Pretty good.
I
think we're about to skill plus 4.
You there are certain times you're
allowed to. Yeah, it's in my specialty.
Yeah,
Shannon's got 4 in sensors.
General
medicine.
No, I have a general medicine at 4.
Do you?
Yeah. Medical science.
Oh, okay. Right. Medical science for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like their hearing centers have been damaged a lot. Like really high pitch, you know, sounds would do that. So long.
Well, who knew? Can I use a cortical stimulator to make them not insane?
Or at least just shoot them with something to calm them down.
Yeah.
And then let's move on.
Okay. Okay.
Probably would not be a good idea. You could shoot them with drugs. Right. Calm them down.
So all
can be killers.
Yeah. Okay, we can't leave them behind, obviously.
So these are all the androids.
We need them at the
Yeah.
But the thing that's trying to eat their fed, come back and eat these guys' fed.
Okay.
Well, we need something to close up our ears.
Good point.
Would that help against this kind of damage, or would it go through your inner ear and hurt you anyway?
It would probably still hurt you,
but it might hurt.
It will give you a slight bonus on your roll.
I'll take a plus one.
Depends on what you plug in.
Luckily,
yeah.
As in all medical kits, I have cotton.
Sure.
What? I patch these guys up as best we can. We're going to have to take them with us.
Let's just throw them in the storage room.
Is there a storage room that's like to leave them in?
Sure.
Yeah. Next to the elevator.
Just make sure there's no lobster.
It's like the restroom. Keep them up with
the what?
Just make sure there's no lobster.
Let's leave them in the latrine.
Let's leave them in the latrine. We have to be carefully check it out. Make sure that the lobster things can't easily crawl through the bin.
No, they can't.
Okay, then we go back to engineering.
Okay, keep heading towards the engineering. Mm-hmm. Alright, so, you're still in the captain's room. It's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Not recovered.
Are you still going to take that back?
Let's see if we can outfit everyone with earplugs or something that might help.
So I will transmit back what
so you want to use
what I've learned from them.
So it's like a piece of cloth.
So we told you that we've located the Andorians and all that's left are bugs and Kizumi.
Okay.
Yeah, I will tell her about the kind of damage it did. Blah blah blah. I know she's just said that she doesn't have a real medical degree or doesn't understand. Get out.
Wow. You are You know she went to one of those Caribbean schools that her parents just bought away into.
But you know, I explained to her anyone.
Using small words.
It's going to be like that. Not my next command.
All right, so you're still in the captain's room. What are you going to do now?
Go back. It's about time to try to get inside the bridge.
Did we remember to kill Chris and Eric last time we, you know, went on our holodeck adventure?
No, no, we didn't. That was
cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
What? We had to go back and kill you, because we were the only one who didn't die the first time. We did it wrong.
Make sure everyone died.
You only died once, everyone else died twice.
Boy, you know, when she, like, looks at your holodeck records, she's going to have a lot of tests when you get in.
Wait, our holodeck records, I think, are privileged.
No. There was an episode in Star Trek where they went into Reg's holodeck. The entire crew just randomly went through Reg's holodeck record.
Is that a
push-up? No, there is no privacy in Star Trek. There's fashion.
Totalitarian regime.
Well, Starfleet is like a military base, right? So is there any way to get inside the bridge?
There's a bulkhead door. You could try to open the bulkhead door.
We could try knocking. Maybe the kitties are in there.
You could fade it through it. You could.
Oh. Actually, what should we call it?
You could get a crowbar.
Yeah, we're all good. Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, we're thing, too.
Okay.
Sure, cats have good hearing.
No, they don't.
Well, first we're going to try to do something for you.
Let's do maybe the thing.
I already covered that.
And then we're going to try to close the bulkhead.
We can try knocking. Kitties inside or something.
Hey, but there's no power. They can't open it either.
Yeah, but at least we could coordinate an effort.
No, don't do anything correct.
Is there any manual override or anything like
that? There's always manual override.
Not really. Alright, find some
crowbar. Sorry.
You have flashers.
Yeah, but if we phaser it up, we can't shut it.
Your point being?
We may want to.
That's what other doors are for. Because, you know, something tells me if you use a pry bar to, you know, wedge it open,
yeah,
you can't shut it.
Oh, this is the other group, not that strike
group?
Yeah, this is the bridge group.
Yeah.
First crew.
Okay.
We're like stuffing people in the latrine and then heading off engineering.
Is there anything?
There's a storage room up to the side. Do you go with the storage room?
Yeah.
Yeah. You find a crew.
Okay. How do you see?
Maybe I'll tip the strength.
Five. Six.
Okay. You get it. Like a little bit open,
mm-hmm.
And then you hear this high whistling noise as the air starts sucked into the room, into the bridge.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
It usually is.
Close. You have it open a little bit. Door.
Okay. I think we crowbar out. Door fall?
Yeah, the door. The front.
Okay. Try a quarter of the bridge, see if there's a vacuum out there. We're close enough to shoot.
Yeah, you're close enough to shoot. Yep, there's a vacuum out there.
Okay. That ends that line of that.
Good thing we can still buy shift engineering.
Yep.
Alright,
secondary.
Well, shuttle.
Shuttle. Shuttle bay.
I'll let you guys know the bridge has been
okay.
A hole.
That's good. Let's really hope engineering has me.
Yeah. Well, if we did have, don't worry, we did find some spaceships, spacesuits.
We have spacesuits, yeah. We're going to float out there.
And float out in the space of another trench.
Yeah, where those little pincher guys are going to replace their suits.
Well.
Okay, so you
did you check the little pincher? Did the little pincher guy survive it in the vacuum?
Only one way to find out.
Since you have one out there in the medical tricorder?
Nah.
I wouldn't try that.
Make a little insane.
Me, right?
I forgot we had this.
Yeah.
I
want to
go examine the bug.
After I still.
My
character mutters about, you know.
Access blood. That's why I just.
Yeah. Any sort of. Klingon history, language, culture.
Me?
Yeah. That's just the lobster thing.
All Romulan.
I hate characters. My character letters something to herself at a very low level.
Well, you know, since we all have stuff in our ears, we can't hear a thing. You can mutter to yourself quite loudly.
Cool. Do you want to type it?
I want to make
it alive, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to kill it.
I don't know if you can tell it's trippy.
You don't have to kill it.
Can I?
Yeah. They call that vivisection.
Yeah. I have no way of knowing it's sentient or whatever.
Only you were some sort of a telepath.
Yeah, I know. Of course, a
cow can see phasers before.
You could try, like, telepathy or something to see if it's got a mind to read.
Well, it's unconscious.
But you can usually detect the presence of...
This is precisely why my character decided she wanted to stop in the beta store.
Receptive telepathy.
It seemed it's dreamy.
Yeah. Little happy bug thought.
How complex a dream is.
It's having a dream of walking into its high school classroom naked.
Wow, good roll.
14.
You do not detect any smoking consciousness. Any, you know, dreaming
consciousness. I mean, because, you know, animals dream.
They just don't dream like bugs.
What's 5 plus 8?
Right, okay. So it doesn't seem to be intelligent at all.
So now, sure. Now you can, you know, have it for dinner. You're hungry.
Oh, it is a lobster.
Souffle, exactly. The way it looked like it was almost all tail.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, I want to try to figure out how to keep it sedated for now.
Okay, make a...
Just had a slow throat, of course.
Yeah, I think you can give
want to keep it unconscious.
Okay. Just got a question. Is there a pressure suit in the storage locker?
The storage locker, there are none in the storage locker.
More flashlights?
There are more flashlights.
Okay. 2 more flashlights and 3 jewels.
I'm
going to
keep my gun
in the mirror.
Thank you.
It's time to join the others in the engineering.
Okay.
I don't see anywhere else in the map that we can go.
The shuttle bay?
Except for the shuttle bay. So we want to go to engineering or death for the shuttle
bay? Or the bunk rooms.
Well, I haven't even got to engineering yet. We might as well start heading for the shuttle bay.
Okay. Maybe the shuttle has power and can be an home, keep them off.
I love the spaceship, though. It's basically a big railroad car.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Multiple
so you're heading for the shuttle bay now.
Oh, sure.
The other group reaches...
Wouldn't let me go to the shuttle bay.
This group reaches engineering.
They're about to ditch us.
Okay. Good, this is a council somewhere.
Yeah.
So you go through the little interlock.
Uh-huh.
And you hit the some crew bunks. Like the 3 bunks. See little tell the right woman on one of the bunks.
Oh, okay, we know who's there.
Tell all right.
You continue on?
Yeah.
Okay. So you continue on to the main engineering.
They saw little Teller at what?
So we passed the guy who the Tellarite crew member bunk, who had all Tellarite and girls.
So basically, you can see, you know, the whole back wall, the info engine controls and stuff like that. And then you can see the little tubes going out to the warp engine.
All we want all is, where's the on button? We want to restore power.
They're also, well, yeah, there's some lockers.
There's like 8.
Okay. Can you go over
bunks?
What?
six bugs and eight popping mantis.
They'll start going, and they'll start melting into one giant.
They form Voltron.
That didn't sound like a very happy cat.
Cat has no choice.
All right, so you walk. So you go to the control room. I mean, all the lights are out. So you can try to somehow get the power back on.
Yes.
So make a work or functional engineering impulse.
They use my tricorder to scan the lockers. That's right next.
Well, can you do impulse and time to warp? Same time?
Sure.
Light perception.
But stay out of the engineer's way.
What?
Light perception.
Got it. And you scan the lockers.
Security will just try to keep an eye on everything.
Radiation tube and a couple of space suits.
Do you need any radiation or space suits or anything?
Nah.
I point out that would be a lot. I point out that it would be a lot safer if you use one.
What would
wearing a radiation suit?
No, would if we mess up your own bed.
I got 14.
I got a 7.
Okay, 14. You know, the engine should be coming up with an option. Yeah, no, you don't.
We need to have 15 would have done better.
No, a 6 would have turned it on.
I think it has, there's probably some sort of suppression to it.
No, it doesn't matter.
We're in the strange dimension of no power.
That's fine.
It was bad.
For you guys, maybe.
Well, it could be good.
You just got promoted, so. That's right.
Well, it could be good. We could be joining the contingent, actually.
It's possible.
I'm so.
I think move out of existence.
I just leave. Okay.
So, no power. They take IT down before the reboot.
No IT?
Yeah, he's got IT there. He's got 10 there. I've got 9.
Okay.
But
you're still going to
get
eyes. You guys are engineering. You guys
could have
to show
with me.
Four.
Is everyone still with me?
Are we?
Guys?
Yeah. So you go down to the shuttle control room. So you can see the shuttle. And the very small shuttle bay.
Okay.
All the controls are off. There's a battery room on the inside.
We point that you should try and see if you can turn that on if there's a sort of strange power damping thing. Although our flashlights work.
Yeah, I'm going to start picking it up.
Should work.
Okay. Power for the shuttle or the batteries near it or anything.
Less flood anyone?
So
Batteries.
Well,
to make a system
in general.
I don't have it.
How about
space science?
Oh, sure.
You're an easy game
master. You just need as much fire. Or whatever
than that.
Okay. So the batteries that you can see here,
mostly
green. There's a little bit of power in there.
We have phasers. Comes down to it and power. We should put phasers.
Yeah.
7 phasers.
For about 5 seconds.
Exactly. So all you need is jump, right? Just like a car.
All you need to do is power the shuttle and you can just sit there and breathe air. Anyone can just put a whole ship in there.
Mm-hmm. Everyone can pull ship up. What about shipment? Is it still on board? Can we check that?
The shuttle bay.
I'm sort of worried about the 8 roaming tendency of the evil bugs and the fact that we're in another dimension.
No.
I don't know
where
at all. We might just be close.
Sure.
I've been scanning for you guys and I've been able to pick up close ships before.
Oh, that's right. All the power is going through the cloaking device.
Do we still have prototype cloaking stuff, or did they take it back off our ship afterwards?
Once they took it off, they should
have. If our engineers have been down there copying the plans.
How long are you here?
Exactly.
The shuttle bay is All the yoga sites are closed.
Okay, so the shuttle bay is a vacuum also.
No way to actually get to the shuttle without passing through a vacuum.
Right. Open the door.
Left space.
You can open the doors, it has some explosive peak compression, but then there's...
As long as there's, as long as the bay doors are open.
The bay doors are closed, right?
They seem to be closed.
The
pressure will just drop a bit.
Scan the shuttle.
Try to. As close as you can, go ahead and roll.
You can it. It's not really a shell, it's a really big bug.
How did you know?
Thanks.
My fonts.
Everyone, you know what that has to
do.
Okay.
Six.
Let me give it a try.
It is the SV Cole. Small wandering chub. SF wandering chub? And they're small freighter.
There's your point.
What'd you get?
I got a 6 as well.
No, you got a 3
more. Would 7 or an 8 help?
No.
No? Not that he has any courage. It was just kind of a rhetorical question to try and get information out of you. Well, we can go up.
Oh, I can only answer that if I don't have any courage left.
We can go up there later if we need to.
Okay. Is there any pressure suits in this area?
This area. Actually, I think there is one.
Right, so
but it has no oxygen.
Good. Thinking oxygen?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he feels a little bit in this, too.
Yeah.
You have like a minute or two as long as the door's open, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a new plan. That's it.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Our group,
on the second head.
Oh,
we're off there. Try to open the shuttle. If I can, I get in the shuttle.
And,
if I can, I come back out.
Okay.
As long as the suit
yeah,
is
so you close, then, so you go through the little airlock.
See if we can.
The problem is
like
with the airlock, or something.
Take 2
times the cycle.
Get something.
There's no power. Cool. You do the whole thing.
Oh. No problem.
We should be able to get to the problem today, right? We can just check to see if there's anything anywhere here.
Yeah. Well, we are, but there's nothing.
So you open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Okay.
They just like the power of the computer or something.
What's VS?
I use my Vulcan trance mode to like use left on.
What does VS stand for?
Didn't work.
On the
map?
Yes. Next to restaurant, RO, which I assume is restaurant.
Yeah. That's the relationship.
There's a key on the bottom right.
So the shuttle has a little hatch at the top and the whole back of it can open up.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you going to try to do?
Push the button to open back yet. Any power cycle at all? Any track reader readings on the shuttle now that close? We got
four.
Where the air storage is.
Oh, shoot.
It's up front.
That's
the shuttle bay. The shuttle bay is those kind of air.
No.
So when you go to the shuttle,
mm-hmm.
Get it. The guy said, the shuttle doesn't have any air.
Hmm. That's weird.
You can get out. The shuttle's a smaller area, so it would run through its air quicker than the entire ship.
No, there's a vacuum.
Oh, there's a vacuum.
Yeah, so you're not going nowhere.
How the hell does that happen?
It's a vacuum.
You can cycle the air over the ship. Could have been trying to.
So they're in the shuttle control room now?
I want to see if
yeah, they are.
Scan for.
Well, since I actually have time, I'm going to do a grand check getting the shuttle. Actually. One thing you might want to check is there's another door leading out of that room. What's in there?
Out of the shuttle room?
Out of the shuttle out of the shuttle control room.
Oh. Yeah, there's two going to control room. Yeah. There's one going to battery.
Okay, oh, battery.
And there's one going to the stairs.
Okay. And there's one to the airlock that leads to the shuttle bay.
That's true. You can go straight to the shuttle bay.
To an airlock.
The airlock's only the shuttle bay is activated. Okay. So, how are you going to get into the shuttle?
You got a type 2 phaser.
It's supposed to be working, it's just not.
There's a lot more room up there at front than there are at back.
Mm-hmm. There's only basically one interesting spot at the back. That's the engineering. And everything else is in the front.
All right, I get to make a roll. That's all I wanted. I get a 10, as I always do.
There is some sort of spatial rift where the shuttle used to be.
I told you.
Is it big enough for the ship to go through?
No.
I want a shuttle.
I want my
shuttle through.
Shuttle. I want to start doing scans of it, see if I can figure out where it's going, if the rift would have any weird properties on anyone going through.
Okay.
And whether you can shut a tractor beam right through it.
Yeah, that's good.
Pretty much scan and stop right at. Well, you can get a little bit inside.
What's in the probe for?
Okay.
It's a torpedo.
What's the torpedoes? A whole bunch of them. Stop.
You set a probe through. As soon as it steps through, its warp engines shut down. It still has battery power, so it keeps transmitting. It says that the detective freighter is some distance away.
Tractor beam is all this.
Yeah, okay. Why could I push a tractor beam through and then pull out the ship?
Oh,
no,
there
we go. Well, to modulate the beams first to increase their effectiveness.
Well, once the beam goes in, it's going to lose power. Right?
Well, maybe it will.
Could he communicate with the ship? Power.
Did the probe lose its impulse, too?
Yeah, enough impulse for the communication signal is very weak
for it. I'll try and pull a tractor beam through and pull the ship out.
Okay.
I'm going to abandon the probe.
Don't leave me.
Wow, there goes that open score.
Okay, I'll get the
abandoned.
Shipboard systems tractor?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
I don't think you can get that. You don't have that much courage left.
No, I only have 1 point. I can't spoil the adventure. Oops, it's probably not even perception, is it? No logic?
No.
I get a 8. Is that good enough?
No.
Can you establish communication with the ship?
Can I establish communication with the ship?
Well, you send something through. I mean, you can...
I use my probe to signal talk to the ship.
You don't
see me
getting
it.
Floating
in space.
I want to send another probe through.
No, not me.
on a tether to see if I can pull it back out.
Big ass chance. See whether it's engine stuff just restart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure, you do that. Pretty long tether. But you pull it back, and then once you pull it back, the system is fine.
Okay, I'm gonna get a shuttle with 5 red shirts and a tether.
This will take a while.
Yeah, this will take a while.
Meanwhile,
that's
for sure. Tethers. No. Start making the little transporters do tethers.
But I have an idea. I'm doing something. That's all I wanted. I'm not just sitting here thinking. La-di-da! We lost the ship.
Oh boy, this is much better on my record because I'm in charge.
Alright, so you guys walk up.
But now I have a way to get you back.
So you guys are in the shuttle?
Yeah.
Jen and Dorian in the backing tech shuttle.
I'm going to phaser a hole in the top door.
No!
Okay. Phaser a small hole. The air is sucked in. And eventually you come back.
Okay.
It up.
I fix it all.
Okay.
Is there a spare door and a spare shovel? All of our ears pop. We don't know why.
Well, there's like ceiling.
Yeah.
not really a spare shoulder.
Just stick in some toothpaste.
Go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Spackle.
I stick in the spackle one.
Okay.
There it is. I go inside the shell. What can I find? Bugs everywhere.
There's no bugs. Well.
The walls are made of bugs.
So the enduring creature
is like Kurt,
no. Explosive deep aggression, pretty
the green brain.
No, he's in a suit.
He's in a suit.
He's actually in a suit, and he's got his inner bottle and the inner bottle from the other suit. They're both empty, and he's a decision to settle in the cupboard.
You know why? Because sound doesn't travel.
Or just have glass around you.
Okay.
But this is Star Trek. You can hear lasers and stuff all the time.
Shut up.
This is Armadillo game design. They're giant.
As Jay Michael Straczynski said, when talking about Babylon 5, he just said that for effect.
Oh, or was he quiet? Oh, he's curled up in fetal position in a locker.
Yeah, I'm in a locker.
In a spacesuit.
Are his little horns broken off?
No.
Okay. He looks like he tried to crawl there on purpose and evacuate the shuttle on purpose in order to avoid the sound.
Could be.
It's a good job.
He ran out of air.
Anything I can do for him to show up?
Have the key.
Hot wire.
Shuttle batteries
mm-hmm.
are almost full.
Okay.
So you can power up the shuttle. Mm-hmm. The engine, though, it doesn't have a warp engine. It has a new form of this, but it's open to it.
I got
the
solution.
Yeah, what a strange.
It's a long road.
A really long road. Okay.
Hot 50-mile long road. We'll be right to your boat.
The problem is getting all through the ship without promotion.
Like the shuttle sensors to punch through or anything. Well, once it's moving.
Put the wheel on the pole.
The shuttle.
Yeah. I'm pushing it through. It hopefully comes really.
No.
From the ship and where the
captain. What's
this? A harpoon seems that the ship is
pretty great here.
A blank at the shuttle.
I think the shuttle sensors are more powerful than tricorders.
True. So on standard power, you can go about 20-25 meters.
Oh,
so pretty much the whole area.
Basically
area.
The front of the ship.
Right. When you do that, I'll make a sensor roll.
Seems as though the legions of the dead are about to attack you.
Oh my god.
They're all busy everywhere. All flesh must be eaten. Star Trek sensor.
There are four
cadences.
Mm-hmm. And the level above you looks like they're zero control.
They've just been ignoring the sound of us lately.
Probably because they're in fetal position going like this, neener, neener, neener.
We are right next to auxiliary control. Why didn't we join that?
But I asked you that. You guys ignored it.
Because we were going to the bridge first. Bridge and engineering.
Okay.
Then after that, I said, let's go to auxiliary control.
Well, you guys can try to use
auxiliary control. Okay, we're good up there.
Wait, how about the two engineers?
Well, we're going to try to talk to the two engineers.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and try to talk. Where are we? Team B is
why don't we put the two doctors on the Andorians and security and the others of us go talk to the community on the auxiliary control?
Well, no, okay. We're trying to do the engineering thing, hot wire. Stick on batteries to.
But we're going to do that into the auxiliary. Count?
Yeah.
Batteries for another part of the ship.
Batteries on the forward part of the ship.
Part of the ship.
Forward part, left, lower
tail. Yeah, so that's
going to...
There's a shuttle bay, and then there's a battery below that.
Alright, and to side of it.
So let's check out auxiliary control first and see if we can do something.
So it's going to be you two, the security guys, and you two medicals looking for that, right?
No.
Or what?
The two medical guys are going to go talk to the Andorians.
Right.
Which is the rest of us.
Which would need one security with these two.
Of course. In case. They're going to be, I'm assuming they're going to be bright enough to, like, restrain the Andorians.
Just in case something else.
Well, we get jumped by a bug or something.
Oh, okay. One of the security guys?
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, the two medical guys go to security, and everyone else goes to the main control room.
Go to the security guy, too, don't you?
Yeah, we've got one. So there's 4 and 3. We're splitting in 4 and 3 again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be Star Trek. Oh, they're wearing yellow. That's my.
Yeah, so damn costume change.
This new season. It's ruining all our death rates.
Well, the terrible thing is, like, medical's wearing red now.
Oh.
Oh,
okay. So you go back to auxiliary control. No, actually, there's 2 doors into the building. So, are you going to, like, rush in, phase this battery?
No,
that's good.
Knock on the door first?
Yeah, we'll knock.
Knock.
But I've got my phaser up and ready.
A heavy vapor, right?
Security, too.
As soon as you start knocking, you hear a high key web.
There's a bug in there?
Yeah.
We have your protection.
Yes.
That's true. Fitness plus vitality, and what's the result?
Shall I roll for the security guy?
Sure.
He has 2D and everything in the wild there.
13.
I think I dropped one in the bed somewhere.
Okay. You have to find it.
Yeah.
Okay. 5.
So if you get
about 8.
At least a 7, well, 10 for the Vulcan. You'll be in.
Right.
Although it does lie. Security guard takes my life.
Oh. I think that's 2 points.
More padding here.
But 3 points.
Oh, that's true, okay.
Yes, 3 points.
What about me with 13?
Yeah, 6. Right?
3 points.
We help them get away from here.
Good. If you take out all the air from
this open the door right now, take it out before it's back.
Well, we make it into a vacuum.
I'm almost certainly in
there. Oh, thank you.
That's
good.
I have a hole in my nasal cavity right now.
That's okay. Oh, my head could explode.
I could use a hole in my nasal cavity right now.
So then what do you guys do? You go in?
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
It's just blazing.
Yeah, pretty much.